When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy Wednesday, Secret Squad. This is a sweet new episode of I've Got a Secret. Tara Bosch is the founder of Smart Sweets, a brand that is on a mission to kick sugar, but keep candy. At 22 years old, Tara dropped out of college to create better-for-you sweets that had up to 92% less sugar. Her company, Smart Sweets, was born, gaining rapid growth from the launch. Only 5 years later, Smart Sweets had a multiple nine-figure acquisition and today remains a powerhouse in the candy category with celebrity investors like Shawn Mendes. Tara's story is one of extreme passion, hustle, and manifestation. As an ex-candy addict, I'm so excited for this. This is another installment in my series, The Secret to Turning Your Dreams into a Reality. Welcome, Tara.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
This is such a fun, but very serious and an amazing story. I am thrilled to have you here. I want to say you're so young, but at the same time, I want to say you're so young and brilliant for everything you have accomplished.
Aw, thank you so much. I feel like I'm an old soul. I feel like I'm 90 years old on the inside.
I love that because seriously, what you have accomplished, all because, and I meant it in the intro, you have such passion and such drive and such brilliance because you truly went after what you wanted to create and you did it. And really in what I consider a short time because I started this series at the beginning of my podcast because there are so many people out there that really, truly have a dream and have actually turned it into a reality. And you did just that. And I consider it in a short time at a young age. I'm so impressed and so proud of you.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, it's been the funnest adventure. And the universe has supported me in so many ways and so many incredible people on the journey. But yeah, absolutely. It's pretty like magical. I feel like really knowing that you can create anything in the world that you set your mind to. It is possible.
I love it. I actually put also the word manifestation in the intro because that's something I truly believe in. And I know that you do too. I believe that if you put it out there, if you manifest a dream, it really can help make it come true.
100%. Yeah, I completely agree. Once you set the intention and take the action and it's working to create a positive impact in the world, I truly believe the universe starts really supporting you on that path. And even things that may not seem positive in the moment, in hindsight, you can be like, oh, that was meant to happen to do X, Y, Z.
Oh, I love it. Tell us about your early relationship with sweets and how it led you to restrictive yo-yoing.
Yeah, I mean, sugar, it's something I feel like that is, we like, for me, like I grew up with, you know, it's at all celebrations. It's at your birthday. It's at Easter. It's at Christmas. It's at Halloween. It became just like such a thing of joy for me that it never even like occurred to me that sugar could be bad for you because I'm having it in all of these moments of like such joy and happiness. And it wasn't until I was a teenager where I would have candy, which was, I know you mentioned you were an ex-candy addict, so you get it. Like you can power through a bag of candy like that and it can have over 100 grams of sugar in it. It's just insane the amount of sugar you can consume when you're enjoying candy. And so I kept on enjoying it, but began feeling bad about myself afterwards. But then sugar, which again, I didn't even occur to me at the time how addictive it is. And like truly in our brains, it's like wired to be like more, 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 more. And it's like such a visceral response. And so I would try and not have it. And then I would binge, and it was just this unhealthy cycle that it wasn't until I realized, like, oh, it's not about restricting yourself. It's about finding smarter choices. And that was really what put me on my path to being like, you know what? It's not about not having it. It's about finding a smarter choice. That led me to eventually a conversation with my grandmother that really sparked the idea to me for Smart Sweets.
Wow. Again, that's why I'm going to refer back to, I'm sure, multiple times, but that's why I think you are just so smart. And maybe that's why your company is called Smart Sweets. But I'm so thrilled that at a young age, you were able to recognize what was happening for you, because I couldn't do that at such a young age. I was really more into my 30s. I had children, I was married, and quite honestly, I was experiencing perimenopausal symptoms and couldn't understand what was happening with my body before I could understand it's the amount of sugar I'm consuming. But I truly was addicted to it. I had candy in my kitchen on the kitchen counter because I would walk through the house all the time. And every time I did, I had to pop sugar in my mouth. I had it in the car, had it in my purse. I loved to have a sweet breakfast. It was unbelievable. So I'm thrilled that you were able at a young age, and then also with the wisdom of your grandmother, that you were able to recognize that. So can you tell everyone exactly what a bag of Smart Sweets has inside it and what kinds of candies you offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I decided I wanted to innovate the first candy that kicks sugar, the vision, which is still our vision today, was really to recreate the candy that you know and love without all the sugar. So if you think of like your favorite types of candy, really being able to go to the candy aisle and Smart Sweets being the brand that you can pick off the shelf, enjoy, and feel good about. So today we have recreated a ton of childhood classics that are gummy candies. And then most recently innovated our twist on licorice and lollipops. And we're launching very shortly two new innovations that expand beyond gummy into different candy formats. But the commonality amongst everything we create is kicking sugar. So for the entire bag of Smart Sweets, it has 3 to 4 grams of sugar and is also packed with plant-based fiber. But our pinky promise to the consumer is to do it without using sugar alcohols, added sugars, or artificial sweeteners. So in a way that your body actually feels good about as well.
Wow, that is fabulous, especially in this day and time when people really want to be healthy. They truly, I think the entire country is really on a mission to be healthy. And this is the perfect answer for that candy fix. And I love it when you say candy, not chocolate, because I wasn't really that into chocolate. It was truly the candy. And you said licorice. That was one of my weaknesses as well. And I can remember when I was pregnant with our first child, I could not get enough red licorice. That was one of my addictions, red licorice and those little candy Smarties. But candy across the board, candy, I loved it. And so you've just mentioned all of the popular candies. I love that. And you basically had to start over with all of these candy recipes since they are so densely made of sugar, right?
Yeah, 100%. Candy is the most sugar-packed aisle in the entire grocery store. And so when I was going to take 99.9% out of what candy is, it really was going back to the drawing board and just being like completely headstrong on that, like, there is a way and I'm going to find this way. And I felt like just totally called from the universe that like I was meant to be doing this, and that if people could feel good about candy, it created just a much larger statement about why is there so much sugar in our added foods, and just also just finding smarter choices in other areas of our life to live our fullest, happiest life. So Yeah.
Wonderful. Did you work with a chemist or a chef? How did you know how to make these recipes?
Yeah, I didn't. I just hunkered down in my rented basement suite kitchen. And I just honestly used Google. I would just go through the food journals on Google and just learn all about like the chemistry of sugar, like what raw materials are available, what are other products using that are low sugar, and what ingredients have they found to work really well. So it was honestly just like a ton of trial and error. And then taking that to scale it at a manufacturing plant, which was a whole nother kind of step from making it feasible.
Wow. And I'm so impressed that only 1 year after beginning the company, you actually started selling the product. You must have been working so quickly, almost around the clock.
Yeah, I really was. It was honestly just kind of this really innate feeling where I just felt like I felt so lucky and so grateful that I had the opportunity to bring this to life. And I felt just like a deep sense of responsibility to do right by that and to really bring it from my ideation into people's hands and their cupboards in the kitchen. I really was. It was from early in the morning to late at night to staring at the roof at night. But I just felt such a sense of gratitude, like, wow, like I'm so lucky to be the person that has the opportunity to create this for people.
That's wonderful. What was the initial reception of the product?
Yeah, I think initially it was a lot of kind of just educating people on like, this is possible because the industry for so long hadn't seen any innovation. The candies that our grandmothers were eating in the 1930s were still the same candies that existed today. And so really taste is king. And so it was really getting people to try the product. And as soon as they tried it, then they're like, oh, this can be good for me and taste good. And that was kind of the moment, I think, for people where it would click.
I love this. Did growing this company help you mend your relationship with food even more?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think just like hearing the stories of our like community, we would call our consumers, we still call them our friends, and just hearing their stories with food and just, I mean, how all-encompassing it really is when you don't have a healthy relationship with food and you're having that daily struggle where you said, like, you know, you were going by your kitchen and sticking your hand in, where you just feel like, oh, I want to enjoy food, which is such a big part of enjoying life, but I also want to feel good and treat my body right. And so I feel like hearing the stories of just people that they would like go into the candy aisle and cry because for the first time they could have candy and actually feel good about it in their whole life. So yeah, it definitely was like therapeutic for me, I feel like, as well. And just knowing that, like, oh, I wasn't alone. Like all this time, everyone struggles to a degree with the same thing.
That's so true. Just a little side story. Right before the podcast, we were all prepping, getting ready to sit down and dial you in. Sadly, we're virtual today. We can't be together. But of course, I'm thrilled that we are even getting to be together today. But we are virtual. So we were prepping to get together. And I was sitting there and I opened up a bag of your gummy worms. And it took me back because I've always loved gummy candies. And my boys, when they were young, they're now 42 and 35 and have my grandchildren. So we all still eat gummy worms and gummy bears, love them. But it really did take me back when I was eating those in the other room, because I was telling all of my staff here, I said, oh, wow, this really takes me back, because when the boys were young, I had this huge jar in the center of the kitchen island that was filled with gummy bears. because we all loved them. And I had a big scoop in the center of this big jar with little plastic cups beside it because I wanted all of their friends to come over and be able to enjoy them. And it was crazy because sometimes I would turn around and see this grimy little hand just go into the jar and get a big scoop. And I was like, no, that's what the scoop is for. And so every time that happened, I had to empty out half the jar. And I thought to myself, wonder how many grimy little hands I don't see go in that jar. But it was fun. It took me back to when they were, you know, children, and we all ate gummy bears and gummy worms. And I absolutely loved hearing about the 5, 10, and 20-year goals that you set out for yourself when starting this business. Can you share that?
Yeah, totally. Well, one, that's so nostalgic. Your house was probably like the coolest house to go to have like a giant candy jar. That's epic. And yeah, when I started Smart Sweets, I really, to me in my mind, I really wanted to make the vision feel real to me because it's so hard when you're stuck, when you're just starting, it's only an idea. Nothing is like physical in the real world. It's all just up to you taking the steps day to day to bring it to life. It can feel so overwhelming. Like, where do I get started? Am I capable of this? All the self-talk. So I started being really intentional about just like visualizing and being like, okay, 20 years from now, Smart Sweets is the global leader in kicking sugar and keeping candy and the global sugar reduction movement. Smart Sweets is the brand that is creating new core childhood memories, and kids will remember growing up with Smart Sweets and all the memories it created for them and fostering a healthy relationship with food from a young age. And so just being really intentional, I called it reverse executing. So I'd be like, okay, in 20 years, this is what Smart Sweets is. In 10 years, this is what Smart Sweets is. And in 5 years, this is what Smart Sweets is. And it just made it feel like so real to me that it made it feel as if it had already happened. When to the outside world, I was just like some girl sitting in my kitchen with a gummy bear mold recipe testing. It's so powerful.
That you're right. It is powerful. I love hearing that. And really, you know, it's a beautiful thing to have a dream, to have a desire to create something. You can have goals, but you have to have a plan and you have to think ahead. And you're living proof of that. And I think that was a brilliant thing to do.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people. Multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street, Essential Television.
You know, on this podcast, we do two things, and one thing we always do on every podcast is we have a drink of the day. And I'd love to do that with you now. Even though we're virtual, we're still going to do it. When we create our drink of the day, we always create a drink that is in honor of our guest and our topic. So we created a drink called Peach Ring Cooler.
Amazing.
And it's inspired by your Smart Sweets Peach Rings. I've created a rum cooler that pairs perfectly with them. And if you look closely, you'll see your peach rings are a decor on the edge of the glass. So for this drink, and I want all of our Secret Squad listeners out there to know, you can go to I've Got a Secret with RobinMcGraw.com and you'll see this beautiful drink created and you'll get to see the peach rings on the edge of the glass. To have this drink, you take 1 ounce peach nectar, 1/2 ounce Contru, sparkling water, garnish with some Smart Sweets peach rings like mine. Add the ingredients into a shaker with ice and shake. Strain into a rocks glass and top with sparkling water, stirring lightly. So, cheers to you.
Amazing. Virtual cheers. That I will live vicariously through you enjoying that drink. That's so special.
Awesome. Well, since I said cheers, I'm going to take a sip because I've always been told can't say cheers without. Oh, yum, yum. It's quite early in the morning. I'm going to step that down. But that is in honor of you and your brilliant success. And oh, Secret Squad, please go to I've Got a Secret with RobinMcGraw.com and look at that drink and make it for yourself and celebrate your own success. So now your company's trajectory is unbelievable. Only 5 years later, you had a multiple nine-figure acquisition. Can you talk about this five-year high growth period?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think so for me, it was really always important, and part of the vision that Smart Sweets is the global leader in revolutionizing candy. And so for me, I always knew at some point it would make sense to find a partner where we could tap into their existing manufacturing systems and distribution systems and just really accelerate the growth. And then also just being honest about with myself and being like, hey, this is the first time I've done this. I've always tried to kind of sit within myself and be like, okay, how am I best serving the company at this stage? And so in the beginning, that was like packing the boxes, doing all the things. And then as we scaled, it looked like different things. And at the point that we were in growth, and being honest with myself, I also felt like, okay, you know, I also don't want to hold up our growth with the skill set that's required to now take us to the next stage as a CEO of a going from a $100 million company to a $200, $300, $400 million company. And so that was also a big part of it. But it's kind of a combination of this feels like the right timing to really accelerate our growth. And then also to bring on a CEO who's been around the bend and who can support that growth and then lean in to where I feel like I'm serving the mission to kick sugar and our squad. We call our team our squad.
I love it.
In a meaningful way.
Yay. That is wonderful. I completely agree with you. And I love that you had that vision and that real passion to take on your partner and take on the greater mission of expanding in the right way. When the acquisition came, did it feel like a gigantic step or did it feel like the next natural step?
It kind of felt like both. I think it felt like the natural step in that, like, okay, our mission now, we have more resources than ever to really execute on this mission in the next stage of growth and still be scrappy and innovative and pioneers in our innovation and how we think about building a company, but really having the resources to feel equipped to take it to a whole nother level. So that felt very, very natural. And it also felt like just a big step as well for us in that everyone since day one had stock options in the company and just really doing right by the people who had poured their heart and souls into the vision and just believing in us and Smart Sweets. And so that felt like a big step forward.
And again, I was really excited to talk with you today because you really do harness the power of manifestation and daily affirmations. Is that right?
Yeah, I feel like it gives me such peace because I feel like when you've done all that you can do and you've like poured all the energy and all of the things that you feel like you can into moving something forward, then just like giving it up to the universe and being like, okay, the universe is going to do what's meant to happen. And just so many serendipitous moments in Smart Sweets' journey, I would be like feeling in a kind of a down moment. And then all of a sudden the universe would bring about something and be like, oh, like that's why this happened. And so, yeah, I feel like when you lean into that, but like you said, combined with action, it's just like such a powerful combination.
I believe I like to say it's very much like prayer. It's when you pray and you ask for God to show you a sign, that you're on the right path. And when he does, there's nothing more powerful.
Totally.
And at the same time, I believe that God gives you free will. It's so that you can continue within yourself to manifest out to the world around you what it is you want to have in your life. So how do you use affirmations to ground and support yourself?
Yeah, I feel like affirmations, like all throughout Smart Sweet's journey, supported me in different ways. I mean, in the beginning, I feel like when it's you're starting from ground one, and I didn't know anyone in the food industry, didn't have any financial ground to start off, just my 2009 Honda Fit hatchback to put in the loan and a personal guarantee. And when you're really starting from ground zero, I feel like just having those affirmations of like, I am capable, I am like enough. I just, all of those things where I feel like for me, if I missed a day of being intentional about doing that, then all this self-doubt would come into my head. And that can be paralyzing from just taking the next step forward, even if you don't know what lies beyond that step, just taking that step and trusting that you will find a way. And so that was really powerful. And then as we began to grow, and it was happening, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. It's happening. We're existing in real life. I think it was so powerful just in new ways where, I would feel like the imposter syndrome of doing, having team meetings where like we'd have like our 50 squad members on the call. And again, the self-doubt of being like, wow, like they're all so amazing. Like how can I be of like service and motivation to them? But again, just going back to the affirmations and being like, so yeah, it was really powerful in different ways. And I think one of the really cool things that I learned on the journey was that what felt like a really big goal or vision, once it happened, didn't feel so big anymore. So it would be like, once we were in 1,000 stores, at first it was like, wow, that's the big goal. But then it'd be like, no, we can do 5,000. Then when you get to 5,000, you're like, wow, we can do 10,000 stores. So just the magnitude of realizing truly there's no limit to the scope of what you can create other than what we have in our own minds. And affirmations was just, I feel like, the tool to like unlock seeing what was possible, and trusting in, yeah, universe and the God, that you're capable of making it happen in the world.
Wow. You know, the whole time you were just saying that, I was listening to every word you said, but at the same time also thinking of the true affirmation you were giving all of the listeners out there right now. That what you were saying, I believe, is an affirmation for everyone listening. Another thing that we have in common is a love of quotes. And I love hearing you talk about all of the different quotes that you have, that quotes that have motivated you throughout this journey. Can you share a couple that have resonated with you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, I'm like a quote junkie.
Me too. I have a stack of cards. I have these beautiful cards I actually had printed up so I could write quotes on them.
Yeah. I feel like quotes are just another form of affirmation. And there's something about like a quote coming from an actual human where I'm like, oh wow, that human also had self-doubt. And it's like a peaceful feeling. I feel like, one of my most favorite quotes that really, I feel like, served me on the journey with Smart Sweets was, everything is a opportunity hidden in disguise. So whenever anything would happen and it just would feel like, okay, this is the roadblock that's going to stop us. Just then sitting in myself and being like, actually, like, this is going to be an opportunity hidden in disguise, and truly believing it, I feel like helped me through so many tough moments. And another one which I often butcher in sharing the whole quote, but the essence of it, it was, "Stick with me, young brothers and sister, for you are suffering from nothing more than lack of experience, a condition that will pass with time and whose passing can be expedited through fierce determination and application." And that really resonated with me. And I would just sometimes like cling onto those words. I'd read it like 100 times a day. Yeah, those are a few.
Oh, I love those. Well, okay. And then after your acquisition, you immediately started a new venture. Some might say an even harder one. You had your first precious daughter, Willa. Congratulations.
Aw, thank you.
I love hearing that you have a baby daughter. You must be very proud to one day have Willa eat Smart Sweets.
Yeah, 100%. And it's just crazy, again, like how the universe works, because I got pregnant 1 week after the partnership finalized.
What an affirmation.
Like, yeah, it was great. It was just so crazy, the timing of it. I wasn't like actively trying or anything. And the world just like aligned it so magically.
Oh, that is just precious. That's adorable news. I love that. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Aw, thank you.
New granddaughter. How old is your daughter?
She is 10 and a half months. Oh. How old is your granddaughter?
Our newest granddaughter, we have two, but our newest granddaughter is, well, right now, she's 14 months old.
Aww.
And the day after she was born, the day after she turned one, her little brother was born.
Aww.
So, yes. Aww.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. So much. Life is wonderful. Do you have anything exciting coming up that you'd like to share with the Secret Squad?
Yeah, I mean, we have some really exciting new innovations that are going to be coming out in the next couple months. We're launching Smart Sweets Jolly Gems, so our take on Jolly Ranchers, and Smart Sweets Caramels. So if you have kind of that like sweet tooth that's not chocolate, but you do want something like more savory, we'll have caramels for you soon as well. So yeah, those are two new innovations that are still pretty top secret in the world, but to share with the Secret Squad.
Thank you for sharing that. Those caramels will be ready in time for Halloween for caramel apples, won't they?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think about that, but that's so true. Caramel apples are like the nostalgic Halloween.
Yes. Yeah. One of my favorite treats is always to melt caramels and dip the apples in them.
Oh, so good. That's the best.
Thank you so much for creating that. Those are two secrets I'm really excited about. Okay, so we've come to the point in the podcast where we do the second thing we do in every podcast. The second one is the game of the day. Do you like playing games?
I love games.
Yeah, I love games too. I love having fun. So then we create the games. And the game, again, just like the drink of the day, is in honor of our guest and your product. We named this game Sweet Tooth. Okay, so a lot of you might not love this game, but Tara and I are going to play a game that reveals the added sugar in some of our most loved staples. Tara, I'm going to read off an item, and we're both going to try to guess the sugar content. Closest without going over wins that point. Okay, number one, a Snickers bar. I'm going to say it has 2 grams of sugar in a sticker bar.
I would say maybe 26.
Oh, wow. We are so far apart. What is it? Oh, my gosh. You're so close. You're right. It has 28 grams of sugar. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you're one. I'm zero. One can of Coca-Cola. You want to go first?
Sure.
I'm going to let you go first so I can kind of
gauge off of it.
Yeah.
46 grams of sugar.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to say, I'll just tell you what I was going to say, 20. It has 39. You win that one too. I am shocked. I don't drink carbonated drinks, so I wouldn't know. Okay, one serving of Special K red berries cereal. One serving. You want to go first? Or do you want me to?
Doesn't matter to me.
I'm going to say 15.
15.
Don't ask me why.
Maybe 12?
Oh. 11.
Oh, wow.
You win. Okay. One serving of Ragu pasta sauce. You go first.
8 grams of sugar.
Okay. I'm going to say, that one I was going to say something pretty high. I'm going to say 18. What did you say?
8.
Oh, it's 6. It's 6. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. A chocolate chip Clif bar. I'll say
7.
10. Go ahead.
Oh, you go for it.
I was going to say 10.
I'll do 17.
Oh, wow. That's 21. Wow.
It's crazy how much sugar is packed into foods that like are marketed as healthy.
Yes, that's supposed to be a healthy snack bar. Okay, Snapple lemonade.
I would say, yeah, like 41.
Really? Okay, because I was going to say, but I'm still going to say what I was thinking. I was thinking like 17. Okay, it is 46.
Yeah, so crazy. It's
wow.
Like double your recommended daily intake of sugar in one can. It's so crazy.
I cannot believe it. Well, sadly, that brings us to the end of the episode. And I can't tell you how much fun I've had. But before we wrap up, I need to ask you one final question. This podcast is all about sharing secrets. Do you have one major secret that you've learned that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Okay, I'll share the first thing that came to mind.
Okay.
It's been very like life-changing for me has been to like follow your fear.
Ooh.
So like when you have those butterflies in your stomach, instead of like immediately running away from it, pause and like lean into that. And it can like, I feel like it like guides you to like what you're meant to be doing and where you're meant to go. So follow your fear was the first thing that came to mind.
Follow your fear. I love that. And I love that you shared that. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Now, can you please tell the listeners where to find you on social media and where to purchase Smart Sweets?
Absolutely. You can find me just at Tara Bosch, and you can buy Smart Sweets in over 40,000 stores now. Some of the major retailers are Target, Walmart, Whole Foods, Kroger, Costco. At your airport when you're going to fly at Hudson's News.
Wow. That is so fantastic. You're fantastic. This has been a wonderful time I've spent with you. I'm so thrilled for your success. And Secret Squad, as always, head on over to I've Got a Secret with RobinMcGraw.com for a sweet insider look at the podcast. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.